Released a single and a great official video for it last year, Hard on Things. What can you tell me about that one?
Everything, and nothing. But Corin Raymond is a wonderful, gifted wordsmith, singer-songwriter, and we had the pleasure of meeting him like years and years and years ago. And we did a workshop. How do I condense this? We did a workshop in like 30-plus degree weather, in a gazebo next to a pool and a tennis court for nobody. Like nobody, except Corin. And he played that song and Matt and I looked at each other and we were like, holy Dinah, that really hits home. And we went for chicken wings and beer, passed out in our motel, and then swore that we'd do it. And then it took us like 4 years to do it. And then we took a stab. And it's one of the easiest melodies and feelings that Matt and I have probably ever had putting a song together. It came together in my studio, in my basement, like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Right? Yep. That was easy.
That one was easy.
That was easy. that was easy.
Yeah. I mean, the words were already there.
Yes.
We just changed the melody and the feel. So it just took that like lightning strike of inspiration to happen.
Yes.
Unplanned.
Yeah. Unplanned. Don't plan things.
When do you feel most in your element? Up on a stage or writing, recording? Where's your home?
There's different elements to be. I feel most connected these days, honestly, I think doing workshops even more than my own shows. I feel like it allows me to get out of representing a body of songs that I represent normally with the band and sing and be emotionally involved with. And workshops are like, they really pull you out of your own stuff. You've got to get it together and help other people get it together. And I find that electric. And then playing drums at home by myself.
I don't know. I'm a studio rat, I guess. I love being just in my studio. I spend a lot of time there working on other projects and film scores and this band stuff. And it's, I don't know. That's where I'm meant to be, where I forget that the rest of the world exists when I'm in there. And it's a wonderful thing.
Good, how's it going?
You already mentioned workshops. What else do you love about Sam and Arms Roots and Blues Festival?
It feels like family here too, you know? There's so many other artists that we've shared stages with, that we've, you know, opened for, or they were just friends with from multiple festivals, that it really feels like we're just back with all our gang, you know?
It's really, really cool. You can get to feel kind of disconnected if you're just doing the tour circuit, even if you know, like, you know, promoters and stuff like that in towns and you know fans. But festivals, you realize the people that you feel like everything matters again and again and again and again. If you do it week after week after week, you're like, hey, I realize that life actually matters to everybody, you know, in terms of music and the community and whatnot. And you hope that that can just, you can spread that back home to the people that are working in your convenience store that don't go out in the road and do that. And it ain't easy to try to translate it without sounding like hey, guess what? I was hanging out with BB King last weekend. What's it like working at, you know, the grocery section still? It's like, you don't want to do that, but it's like, it's a hard thing to translate. What the heck was the question?
Cue song.
I actually will.
I don't even know.
He will.
Just want your website name so we can keep track of upcoming performances and new releases.
Our website is harpoonistaxemurderer.com. Our socials are harpax, like twitter.com/harpax or whatever.
Don't expect anything on Twitter north of 2013. I think I deleted Twitter, but someone's on there. Instagram we're on, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Forever Fool. What can you tell me about that one?
It's one of our favorites. It's a really neat mix between the Stones' approach to life on stage and musically in the 70s, and also a little bit of Jamaican culture in a weird way, and also like this neat element of, I don't know, I don't even know if I think about it and I'm going to screw it up, but I really like that tune.
Yeah, I mean, that tune was co-written with my brother Ben, who co-writes with us a lot. And I think it was, for our last record, it was one of the ones that was the easiest to come together and was the most just like immediately like, yep,
yeah,
this
we,
is part
yeah,
of our set.
Really
and yeah. Often it was our show opener. And it just, it immediately sort of sunk into the fold of our songs and felt really, really natural to us.
I love that one. One of my favorites, too. Guys, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for having us. Thanks, yeah. Bae.